everybody. Shir number 1161. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Bemravar Zizel. Lila Nishmas Belima Basra Moshe Lerafur Shalema Rivka Bas Merm Yehudis. Getting back to our Malacha of Tzad trapping. Okay, we're basically trying to finish off, and then we hope Bezras Hashem to move on to Malacha of Netilas Neshama, Shaychet. The Malach is Shaychet, but Netilas Neshama and so on, which means killing insects, these type of things, but it has to do with a lot of other things also, making oneself bleed and so on. We'll see how that works, but we hope to start working on that next Malacha of Shaychet, slaughtering, and see how it applies. Okay, so I just want to talk a minute about, we've spoken a little bit about fish. Fish in general, obviously it goes without saying that, you know, capturing a fish, taking a net, you know, and getting your person goes down to the river, they go fishing. Obviously fishing is that, it's, that's awesome in a Torah to do. It's also Netilas Neshama. It's also the Isra of the Malacha of Shoychet Minatoria, killing the fish when you take it out, and so on. There's all different, various different levels as to, up to how long, or whatever. We're not going to get into that right now, but obviously that's all that is also, totally also to do. Not just that, but trapping, you going fishing, you're taking the fish, you're grabbing the fish, it's sud, it's part of trapping, it's going from a big body of water, and you're trapping it. Now, not just that, let's say somebody takes a smaller type of utensil and captures a fish. And I'm not going to kill the fish. I'll just take it. Whatever the case is, I'll take it. You know, when you take a fish from a larger body of water into a smaller body of water, that is not allowed to be done. And if it's small enough, if the body of water is small enough whereby you could capture it in one swipe, whatever that means exactly, with these various different, and Sefer Klolim talks about it, various different levels of how that works, but we're not going to get into all the details right now, but just we have to keep in mind that bringing a fish, any type of a fish, from a larger body of water into a smaller body of water is 100% not allowed to be done on Shabbos, even to the extent if somebody has an aquarium, right? The person has a fish flood, didn't have a fish tank, you know, a large fish tank, or even a regular fish tank, and they swim around. You can't capture the fish. You stick in your hand, it takes time, you have to take a little net or whatever, let's say. But let's say the case is I want to take out one of the fish and I want to put them into a different smaller fish tank or something like that, a small little fish tank or something. That's also, you're not allowed to do it. It's usur. One has to be very careful, and besides the fact it's also a muksa, the fish itself is muksa. The fish tank, according to most poskim, we're not going to get into that whole issue right now. So one has to know when it comes to fish in general, definitely. And besides the fact if somebody takes out the fish, like we said, and the fish dies and they keep it out of the water, that's a separate issue. That's a malacha of shaychet, which would be killing. But just bringing the fish from a larger body of water into a smaller body of water, for various different reasons. We said muksa, number one. Number two, it's sud, depending on how small the body of water is, but one has to be very careful in all these things. Usually most of us are not going into the river fishing, and most of us are not going, you know, to a stream of water and pulling out fish, but that of course can be done. But even in a regular fish tank, a person has a fish tank, bringing the fish into smaller areas of water, from a large area of water whereby you cannot capture it in one swipe to a smaller area of water, even if it's just going to swim in there, where you cannot capture it in one swipe and you lock it in there somehow. Let's say there's a smaller part of the fish tank and you get it into the smaller part. Now you lock the door somehow, you lock the trap or whatever, and it's swimming around, even though you might not have touched it. So there's no muksa issue over here, but bringing the fish from a larger body into a smaller body, and that smaller body, you just can't capture it in one swipe unless you have the smaller body of water. It now makes it much easier. You can just capture it in one swipe, like we said. So that is also to do also, whereby in the larger body of water, in the larger part of the fish tank, I was not able to. I would need a net or something like that to capture the fish. I can't catch it in one swipe. But now I moved it. Now I got it somehow to go into a smaller body of water, right? Like we said, let's say somehow there's another part of the fish tank, smaller part. Now I locked the door or I locked the trap or something. I trapped it in there. And in this smaller part, I could capture it in one swipe, so that's not allowed to be done. Obviously, that is the malacha of tzad, trapping. So one has to be extremely careful when it comes to fish. not, as they say in English, not to mess with the fish on Shabbos. Now, one is allowed to feed the fish. You're allowed to feed your own animals if the fish depend on you for food, right? So then one is allowed to feed the fish just like any other animal that depends on a person for food, a person's own animal, they are allowed to feed. So feeding the fish would not be the problem. You know, just regular fish food or whatever the case is. But just, of course, like we said, to be careful with any moving or, you know, these type of things when it comes to the fish themselves, you know, moving their bodies or just having them swim into a smaller area, them in the smaller areas or whatever the case might be. That would all not be allowed on Shabbos. Now, there's another case that comes up sometimes. A fish dies, let's say there's 5-6 fish, and one of the fish dies on Shabbos or whatever the case is, and by leaving the fish there, it could be detrimental to the other fish, something along those lines that I've seen that Shaila brought down. Again, that the Sfarim say it depends on the situation, so definitely one should ask a Rav what to do if they would be allowed to remove that fish from the fish tank. It depends on the fish tank, the other fish, and but sometimes if that fish is there, it could hurt somehow the other fish. So, but again, case in time, if such an event takes place whereby one fish happens to die on Shabbos and there's other fish and it could be possible, danger or whatever the case might be, out sicknesses or whatever the case is for the other fish. So one should ask a Shaila, definitely should ask their Rav, what to do if they would be allowed to take it out in such a case in time, whether it's on Shabbos or whether it's on Yom Tov. Sometimes it happens on Yom Tov, 2-day Yom Tov, or sometimes even 3 days, 2 days Yom Tov, and then you have Shabbos. So you have longer periods of time sometimes, and it happens over time, you know, over those 2 days, over those 3 days, that could be that a fish dies in the fish tank, and how one has to go about doing it. They definitely have to ask before they, start to remove fish from the fish tank when the fish dies and so on. Okay, so we'll stop over here. I just want to mention also in reference to fish tanks, like we said, the poskim say it's muksa, so one has to be careful again these type of things. If one feels they do have to move a fish tank for whatever reason, also to ask, depends on, you know, what the situation is. What, when, and where. It's not just the fish tank itself, there's the fish inside and how to work with it. So these things get a little bit complicated, and we're not going to go through every single shaila in reference to fish and fish tanks right now. We hope to talk a little bit more about the fish tanks per se. Maybe Bezras Hashem when we get to the halachas of muksa, see how that works. But any shaila is a reference to fish tanks, and so on, one should definitely ask before they do it on Shabbos. It could entail a few different problems, a few different nisurim. Number one, tzad. Number two, shoychet, possibly, and so on. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem Baruch Hu, Kol Tov.